This is Useless Conversations with Kimmy
and Jess.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing really well. Thanks. It's a Sunday.
It is Sunday.
It is Sunday. That's a thing. There's 7 of these days and they happen in succession.
Usually.
I mean, yeah, Ezra always says, what number of day is it? And I always, my response to him, Zeb is like, he'll just say the number of the day of the week, not like the date, but he'll be like, it's Monday, so it's 1, or it's Tuesday, so it's 2. Like, that's the number of the day.
Okay, so you guys start with Monday. That was going to be one of my questions.
Yes, but I always say to Ezra, well, it depends on what calendar you kind of follow, and it also depends on your religion, and it also depends on, like, there's a very serious, like, conversation surrounding the number of day that it is, because, you know, some people, Sunday is the first day, or you know, and Saturday is the Sabbath, and so sometimes Saturday is supposed to be 7, but Zeb's like, everything starts over on Monday, so Monday is 1. And also, stop trying to get into some kind of existential conversation with our 4-year-old. Which is really hard to, like, I can't. Well, that's probably why the kid has such a big vocabulary, because I'm like, well, it's not just one thing. It's a variety of things. It can. There's a plethora of answers.
It's anyway. Okay, he doesn't listen anyway.
He doesn't. My husband doesn't listen, doesn't give a goddamn. He's actually probably downstairs. Like, I hope he's going to be done with that soon so that she can take her turn watching the kid and I can go have, like, a shower. You know?
So you've given up showers for this?
No, I actually, so before we started, I sent you a text message and I was like, will you be ready to go in 20 to 30 minutes? And you were like, yeah, I'll be ready.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, cool, she's there, and she's ready to go, but I'm going to go take a shower. Because I was like, I'm going to go upstairs and podcast with my cousin, but immediately I was like, I'm also going to take a shower. Because it's one of those things when you have kids, Zeb and I are really good co-parents, you know? We only got this one, and we're trying to do a good job with him. And he's only 4. So we don't like to leave him, like, unattended, you know? If he had other siblings that could come and say, like, you know,
Ezra's doing this.
Yeah, Ezra bonked his head on the table and now he's crying or whatever. But he doesn't. He has no one. The kid's on his own. And really, aren't we all? We're born alone and we die alone. No, I'm just kidding. Is that depressing? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're getting a little deep here.
I don't have any To me, Richard Pryor sounds like Edgar Allan Poe. Like, I don't know how to, or vice versa. Like, anything serious is not, you should not take it so serious. And I love, to be clear, I love both of those things. And I don't, again, like Cardi B, I don't have to choose. Like, I just don't. But what was I even talking about? Oh, I took a shower.
Yeah, you did.
Yep. The end.
No, I too took a shower and I got all ready for you.
Oh, Jess. And you know what? I can't see you, but you look beautiful.
Oh, stop.
You did, really? Oh.
No joke. I really did.
I feel so special.
Like, sometimes you just need to do it. Now, to be clear, I don't wear that much makeup anyway.
No, you're just one of these natural beauties.
Oh, stop. I got a face for radio, girl.
You better stop that. Stop that right now. Because, first of all, that's kind of what we're doing, and I don't like it. I don't like the implication for either of us. Because everyone knows me from the neck up is money. So that's...
Stop.
Trying to do some headshots immediately.
You know what we need to do is we need to plan a trip for me to come over there.
Yes, I think that would be great.
We need to do some photos.
We have a lot of people coming out of the woodwork and they are talking about guests.
Yes.
I want to address this up top because it's a hot topic. This is the hot topic of the week. If it happens next week, surprise. If it doesn't happen for 4 weeks, don't be surprised. And I'm just, that's my approach to everything is like,
on the side of caution.
Yeah, I'm just up top. I'm going to let you down because if Red Lobster taught me anything, it's tell them it'll be 20 minutes and then get them to their table in 5.
I think it should be if color and crustacean.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Just leave it out.
We got to take that to the editing board. Oh, no. There's no way that A, people didn't know what I was talking about. B, that I'm going to be able to avoid it because it was like 9 years of my life.
Yeah.
And C, and really more importantly, I'm never going to say anything bad about Red Lobster. Like,
right.
Everything there was a learning experience, even when it wasn't the best experience, and I took something away from it. So I think the whole point that I'm trying to get at here is I want to have guests. You want to have guests.
Yes.
We're trying to find the best way to bring that into the podcast. So we will keep y'all posted is basically what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Okay, cool.
I'll take that.
All right. That sounds good. So I have a giant problem that has no solution. I know that we have plenty to talk about this week because we have things that we need to address.
Yeah, I have a list here.
Oh, good. I'm so glad that you made a whole list of shit we got to do. You're the one.
No pressure.
You're the one who keeps us organized anyway, just like in general. But the big problem I have isn't like everyone else probably doesn't see this as a problem. But if you are someone who loves food the way that I do, it's an issue. My husband's best friend, he has the same three best friends from like middle school. Mm-hmm. And one of them lives in Georgia with his wife. Mm-hmm. And for my husband's birthday, he sent a hoodie, you know, like a hooded sweatshirt,
mm-hmm.
and a 5-pound bag of gummy bears.
Mm.
I know. And they're Haribo gummy bears, like the really yummy, like the good ones, like the name brand.
The good ones with the fun voices.
They have fun voices? I thought, isn't that Goomy Bear? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, okay. Never mind. I watch too much TV. Just
they fun. Have good, they have, no, but now you need to explain this. You can't just go off. You've hit me with some useless information and now there needs to be a useless conversation.
All right.
Do you like that? There's,
yeah. I like how you threw that in my face. I got it.
I mean, I'm sorry, Jessica, but if somebody doesn't keep us on this nonsensical track.
No, they just have a commercial and they're like, I mean, the one that I think they have many commercials, don't get me wrong. But the one that I'm thinking of is a bunch of like adults dressed in suits and ties or nice dresses or blazers or whatever. And they're in a conference room, but every time they talk, they have a little kid voice. So it'd be like putting Ezra's voice on my, what I say. They're very cute commercials.
I love that so much.
You'll have to go watch it. You have homework now.
Now I have, yeah. I was going to say, now I have something I got to do. Listen, I can deal with ads on a podcast. I can deal with commercials. But when I'm watching a video online and they have ads for a game and the game is so stupid, like the Project Makeover ads that they have on the videos for anything that you watch on like YouTube or Facebook, and there's a Project Makeover ad where the person like is supposed to give the avatar a makeover.
Yeah.
But instead they just ruin their whole goddamn imaginary life. Mm-hmm. I am just, every time I'm like, not this shit again. Oh my God. Really? this is okay. This is how you get paid, I guess. Great. But I just, like, I would rather listen to a podcast tell me what kind of mattress I need. Like, 1 million times over than have to sit through another one of those stupid game playing app ads on the internet. But I do it. I just sit there and watch it so I can finish my video.
One of the podcasts I listen to advertise underwear and sheets.
Yeah. Is it so the sheets, are they the Brooke linens?
I think so.
But those are the ones, one of the podcasts I listen to. It's called The Dollop, which I don't mind. I'll plug that all day. Don't even care. Two comedians discuss history. Dave Anthony tells a story from history to his comedic friend, Gareth Reynolds. And Gareth has no idea what the topic is. It is the funniest thing because Dave Anthony is so serious. He's like, he's a serious person. He's a comedian, but he is a serious person. Like, as he's telling these stories, he does a lot of research. And then Gareth has no idea what they're talking about. He just goes into it blind. And then he just reacts to this stuff. And some of this stuff, just so we're clear, in case there's people out there who have been living under a rock, America's history is pretty bazonkers. And I'm going to say checkered past. I'm going to use that term. And I'm using it loosely because it's not great. And so it's good and bad. Let's be real. Like, there's some things where you're like, oh, right. Okay. Proud to be an American. And then there's other times where you're like, nope. How? Why? What were they thinking? But yeah, so The Dollop. But those are the commercials that podcast plays.
Oh. And, the one that I listen to, and I really do love it, is The Armchair Expert.
Oh, with Dax Shepard.
Yes. I really like him and his co-star Monica, and I like listening about the stars and how they're really normal people like us.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, yeah. I think that people somehow forget that, or like,
yeah,
but really they just go home and they take their bra off one tit at a time like the rest of us.
I mean,
well, like 50% of us, right? Yeah, it's really weird how as a society we have basically created an American caste system where celebrities of different types are a different level of famous.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've also created a caste system for people who are not famous. The things that fundamentally matter to a person that is famous are likely the things that fundamentally matter to a person that is poor.
Yeah.
So to put that into perspective, a person who is famous loves their family and they love their children and they would do anything within their power to help their and guide their children. Same as someone who is poor. Like, it still means the same thing. It just is, the execution of it is different.
Right.
So I think that, like, we forget, and you're right, that podcast is a good reminder that we are all fundamentally, what we care about and what matters is the same for the most part. I think that that's a thing that we often forget. Like, we have the Kardashians and the Jenners on this really weird, I know I do. I have them set on a whole different scale of humanity. And in real life, they're probably like, I can't wait now that their show is finally over, which, by the way, it did come to an end. They're probably like, I can't wait to just stop calling the paparazzi on my fucking self. And I'm so excited to stop getting, you know, Juvederm shot into my face every 6 months or whatever. You know, because they constantly are criticized for how they look, and they never look just right. Everyone's got something to say about their looks. And I don't think a question that's never been asked of Kylie Jenner, what's your favorite novel and why?
Yeah.
No one's ever asked Kylie Jenner that shit. They're like, so do you have filler in your lips? What are you going to name your baby?
Who's your too important stuff?
Yeah. Who's your current significant other and how famous or not famous are they in relation to your fame?
Yeah.
That's something that isn't, no one ever asks her. So what's your favorite book? What's your favorite movie? What's the thing that you like to do in your downtime? And I bet you if you asked her that, she would not answer, get Juvederm shot into my face every 6 months so people don't rip me apart on Instagram. Like, that poor girl. She's just they've never had a normal, her and Kendall both have never had, like, a quote-unquote normal life.
Yeah.
That was one of the things that Chloe actually said. She's like, I remember before any of us were famous, like, me and my friends, we'd go to the mall, or we would go, like, to the beach, or we'd just do all these things, and it's stuff that I realized that Kendall and Kylie have never done, and they also will never be able to do, is just go to the mall with your friends and hang out in front of, like, you know, Auntie Anne's pretzels.
Well, but here's the thing, too, with that, is you can't have everything.
No, it's
one. You have to make choices in life. Mm-hmm. And based off of your choices, you kind of got to live with what goes along with those choices.
I think, though, the only difference, and this is all I'll say, because I agree with you absolutely on that. The only difference is with them, the choice was made for them. Like,
Yeah.
For those two specifically, like.
Well, and they could if they really wanted to, they are adults now and they could get away from it, but they keep investing in different things that keep bringing attention to themselves.
Yeah.
And I mean, you're right. It was at a young age decided for them, but once they reached adulthood, they could have changed that direction too.
Yeah. You're right. You're absolutely right. And honestly, I mean, Kylie Jenner is the youngest billionaire on the planet. So,
yes.
I mean,
also, it doesn't matter what you're going to do. You're not going to please everyone.
Like, no, never.
Like the people who didn't like her without her butt. Who right. maybe now like her now that she has a butt.
Right.
Then the people who liked her before she got the butt, you can't please everyone.
No, because they're going to be like, can you believe she sold out and she injected her butt with fat from her abdomen? Like, she's such a sellout. I don't like her anymore. So all the friends that
she
had are probably, like, done. And all the friends that she's gaining are probably like, if that butt ever goes away, I'm dumping her ass.
Yeah.
Dumping her ass literally.
Well, now, so here's the thing, that's kind of a good segue, because we do have a list of stuff people need to talk about.
I was just gonna say, what is the list? What's the homework?
Okay, so Micah wanted to hear us talk about shows, movies, and or music we've been listening to lately.
Okay.
So I mean, unintentionally, you kind of just put Kardashians out there, which obviously we both watch or we wouldn't be able to talk about.
Right.
So we can start there. Some of the other ones piggyback off of one another, but.
Okay. Well, let's
stay with shows for a second.
Okay. Just so we're clear, I cannot say this like loudly enough, I feel like. I don't want to like the Kardashians. Like, I don't want to like watching it. And I usually
don't either.
I don't tell people usually that I watch it. So this is me opening up for the sake of the pod.
Yeah.
But I can't help it. I love that. It's
a guilty pleasure.
For sure.
I watch some garbage TV. I can already feel the judgment coming. I'm ready.
Well, yeah, because I was going to say, so there's a few things. Well, my TV watching is very eclectic. There's not going to be like a certain genre that I'm ever going to stick to. So I generally stay away from the competitive shows, which is what someone else wanted us, which we'll go into that. Somebody else wanted us to watch a competitive show. I generally stay away from those unless we're talking about Project Runway, which I really love. I know that that's like...
No, I'm not laughing at you. I stay away from that show because I can easily be sucked into it.
I know.
I don't like to be.
I get emotionally invested. I know. I'm like, I don't even like this person, but they're getting eliminated, and it's so bad.
So dumb.
I know, but they're so I think it's because it's based on like a talent, and it's a talent that I have an interest in because I want to be a better. I would love to be a pattern maker and a designer. Right now, I just want to be better at sewing. Like, yeah. Like the basic bare minimum requirement.
I took sewing in high school.
Yeah, same. I mean, I did. It was part of home ec, where we learned to sew and cook and do like the household things. But it wasn't its own class. Was yours like its own sewing class?
Heck yeah, I took it as a, a filler, like
an elective.
An elective, thank you. I couldn't think of the word.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, sewing ties into my love for Project Runway. I also really like this show on the Sci-Fi Channel, and it's where these incredible Hollywood makeup artists make creatures, like ghoulish monsters or whatever. Each week there's like a theme.
Yeah.
It's called Face Off. And Zeb actually watches it with me, but they're so talented and creative, and it's like interesting. So those are the only two competitive shows that I watch. I, of course, keep up with the Kardashians, which is that and Southern Charm are my two like regrettable guilty pleasure.
I have many more than that.
Well, I used to watch The Real Housewives of New Jersey as well until I don't know. It's so whatever. I'm so over the Real Housewife idea. Like, I'm glad that Andy Cohen makes a shit ton of money off of them, but like, I also watched Atlanta for a while. That one's actually really good. The New York Housewives. I watched Orange County when it first came out, which was way back in the early 2000s. But yeah, so those are my guilty pleasure shows. Those are my competition shows. But actually, so the things that I enjoy watching are like, you know, I enjoy comedy. So there's like a handful of sitcoms that I like. I really like Bob's Burgers. It's one of is the best animated series probably of all time. And I will fucking go nuck to nuck. Like, just really go all out, fight somebody over that. Because a lot of people are in love with Seth MacFarlane, and I don't disagree. Like, I too love Family Guy, and I too love American Dad. Time and a Place for Everything, great.
Sure.
It's had its day in the sun. It's a completely different type of series. Bob's Burgers it's funny, it's inclusive, there's some lesson learning, but not a ton, but it's it does it all without like the complete crass nature that's in like a Seth MacFarlane. You know, it approaches it all in a way where I can watch it in front of my kid and he thinks it's funny for a different reason than I think it's funny, but we both enjoy it. If that
means.
Plus all of these voice actors, I think until COVID, now I don't know how they do it, probably remotely, but prior to that, they all recorded in the same room. They did all, which is rare. Like for those shows, you get your lines, you show up to the recording studio, you record your lines, and then they put it all together. Bob's Burgers is so intelligent and so exciting in this unique way because they're all in the same room and they're actually interacting with one another while they're doing it.
Yeah.
Which is so unique and different than how anyone else does it. So I think that's why, I didn't know that when I first started watching it. I just was like, this is way more intriguing than any animated show I've seen in a long time. And that's including like South Park and The Simpsons and everything that came before this in like an Adult Swim capacity. I think this show is the bee's knees. It is amazing.
Yeah.
But I also
I like that show.
Yeah. I just also finished Ozark on Netflix. It's a drama. It's amazing. like, Jason Bateman is this actor with this incredible range.
I like Jason Bateman. I do
too. He does not get enough credit for his ability to play, like, comedic and serious. And just, he blows me away. He's so good. And that in and of itself, and Laura Linney is fucking amazing in that show. It's like, it's so good. But anyway, I just finished it, straight up cliffhanger ending. And I was also like a year late to the party on that, because I think that it's hard to watch those kind of shows when you do have a kid, because you have to pencil in time, like kid-free time, in order to watch that kind of show.
Sure.
So just things like that. I also really like Unsolved Mysteries, and it came back. It's on Netflix.
That show used to give me nightmares because my parents would watch it, and I like.
So I don't no joke. I don't know if you knew this, but the host of that show, I don't know his name, but the Unsolved Mysteries guy was friends with Grandpa.
Shut up!
No, I'm dead serious. So Grandpa, I'm not even kidding. When he came back from the Korean War, after he went home to Soap Lake and showed his mom and his dad that he was actually alive and that he hadn't died in the war, he went to California and just started kind of getting in trouble with the boys, like whatever. And he was that guy from the Unsolved Mysteries guy was one of Grandpa's roll dogs. And every time we put the show on, Grandpa's like, I don't even care. Get him off the TV. We watch anything else. I put up with that dude for like 4 years. So, I mean, Grandpa just had a really interesting life. But yeah, that Unsolved Mysteries man was his homie. And, well, maybe not, because he was over his malarkey. Every time we had it on, Grandpa's like, I know that guy. He's not that great. Okay, Grandpa.
Yeah, that sure used to scare me when I was a kid, but I don't know. I watched a lot of I've just always watched. Okay, so here's the thing. I had a nice little chat with my girlfriends on, you know, like a video chat,
yeah,
on Friday, and a conversation came up where I was like, I don't know if other people see me this way, but I'm kind of a chameleon. Like, I blend,
yeah,
really well. And it's because I don't have, like, one type of anything that I'm into.
Yeah, same.
Like, I kind of am into everything. Like, there's always something about something that interests me. I love taking things apart and putting them back together.
Yeah.
Like, I'm good at that. So, shows that do that interest me.
Yeah.
I love comedy. I mean, if you're too serious in life, I mean, get over yourself, because
I know, right?
You just gotta laugh. So I totally like comedy stuff.
Yeah.
I
love stand-up. Do you like stand-up? I love stand-up.
I love stand-up. Like, there's people that I, like, recommend stand-up, and they're like, who is that? I'm like, never mind.
You just don't get it. Yeah.
Yeah, like, one of my favorite stand-ups is Hal Sparks.
Yeah.
And what I love about him is he takes, like, real life stuff that people don't really think about, and he makes it funny, but in a way where it makes you think about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. I think I saw it in passing. It wasn't something like I sat down and really watched.
Oh my gosh, I've seen it like 17 times and I still like cry through the whole thing. It's so funny.
I'm a big fan of Ron Funches. He's a really funny comedian. Well, if you haven't, then go do that right now, because it's so good.
I haven't, but I will put it on my list.
Also, this is really bad because he does curse, and some of his topics are not for kids, but he has like a, so I will also listen to comedy albums, and they're like on my phone. And so one time I was driving out, a family member who lives in Hood Canal, and I was driving out that way with Ezra, and cause she like lives on kind of like Hood Canal, which is like an offshoot of the Sound. and it's technically like a river, but it's cold, but it's not so cold that you can't swim in it if it's like a really hot day and you want to take a dip, but it's still cold. Like, it's not advisable, but you can wade out into it, and there's fun things to find on the shore and whatever. And they also have like a playground there and whatever. So this was pre-pandemic, and I was listening to his comedy album on my phone called The Funches of Us, which, if you want a good recommendation for comedy, it's a few years old, but it still holds up. It's great. And then my son from the back seat, who was watching his tablet with noise canceling headphones on, I didn't see him, but he pulled the headphones off, and he goes, and he put his tablet on his lap and like turned it upside down, and he goes, "Mommy, it's Cooper." And I was like, "Huh?" And he was like, "It's Cooper. It's Cooper." And he kept saying that. And then it finally clicked for me that Ron Funches does the voice of Cooper on Trolls, the movie. And I was like, Mother of the Year Award. Listening to him.
He'll be fine.
I know, he's fine. He doesn't even remember it. He's not making memories yet. If I still have probably a year of like fuck upness to get out of the way before he forms a true memory.
Oh, nobody's perfect. You'll continue past.
Oh
that.
No, believe me, there's gonna be some shit. I can't even imagine just quite yet the stuff that he's gonna talk about with his therapist. I know that it's going to be something like, I'm giving him the most incredible life, and it's going to be something like, my parents never listened to me. My mom was so passive aggressive. It's going to be something that it would annoy the fuck out of me. I'm like, if this kid even knew my problems, but that's the thing, right? You can't be comparative. I can't say to him, like, the worst thing that's ever happened to you isn't that bad. Because to him, it's the worst thing that's happened to him.
Right.
Because I can't say to him, like, you should hear my shit, because it's terrible. Because what does that accomplish? Nothing. Let him feel his feels about the worst thing that I'm, whatever it is that I'm going to do to him. I know there's going to be something, you know?
I'm sure.
He's going to have some shit to say. We all do. Ask anyone. They'll say, oh, I love my mom, but... like you start whispering.
I'll be the first one.
Don't do it here. Holy shit. And then Corey will just throw you under the bus. Thanks. You should hear, Mom, what Kimmy Kai is saying about you. Jessica, put it on my phone.
Oh.
No, but okay. But so yes, for as far as shows go, I right now, Ozark, good recommendation, solid recommendation. I really like, let's see, I am messed up over WandaVision. It's amazing. You need to go watch it. If you know anything about the Avengers universe or anything about just like the Marvel multiverse in general, I highly suggest you watch WandaVision. Because it is so good. And also, it's Elizabeth Olsen I don't want to like totally give the everything away, but Kat Dennings is in it. Elizabeth Olsen is in it. A lot of your favorites, Evan Peters is in it from TV. People you will recognize. And it is so good. So I highly suggest that for any like Avengers / Marvel / comic book fans. WandaVision. Also, I really love the John Oliver Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, which is like a satirical news commentary show on HBO. That's really great. Highly suggest it. And then, yeah, just again, help yourself, heavy helping to some garbage television that you generally don't admit you watch. And I know for a fact that Jessica and I both promote the watching of football. So it's not on right now. We're postseason. Tom Brady won the Super Bowl again. Don't even get me started.
He's next year.
God damn it. I know. But anyway, Jessica and I don't like the same team. No. We do not root for the same team. We don't. So it's a hot button issue anyway. But
no,
I'm just kidding. We both just really like the sport, and we also play fantasy football. So
yes,
it's something that we're just into. I encourage people to do whatever they want to with regard to sport.
Football's great. I do root for somebody else than you.
Yeah, it's okay. You can say it. She's a Vikings fan. Everyone can know. How are they not going to know? You wear purple all the time. I got it on your Facebook. She's a Vikings fan. It's terrible.
I am a Vikings fan.
I don't want to get... I'm sorry. I love you so much.
So here's my thing, though. I didn't want to just pick a team because of where I live or my family.
Okay. Yeah, well, because your family doesn't even root for where... Like, your dad is a Dallas fan. Like, yeah. He's a Cowboys fan. But
he lived there at one time.
Yeah, I know that. I do recognize that, so that's fine. But it's,
and
you know, everyone's allowed to root for Jessica. I have to get over the
fact that
some people are out there still rooting for Tom Brady, which is some fucking shit.
I think the Patriots fans are really confused on what they're supposed to do.
You know what? And here's the deal. They've also got Gronk. And I don't even care what anyone says. I fucking love Gronk.
Well, I mean, I have some players that I don't like at all. You know, and I have some players that I absolutely love.
Isn't it Cam Newton? You just hate Cam Newton.
I don't like Cam Newton at all.
He's so handsome. I don't even care. Oh my God, he's so handsome. He's got a bad. I don't
care what he looks like.
He's got a bad attitude, but when it comes out his mouth, I'm just like, okay. Toxic masculinity at the female reporter. I'm okay.
That's like one of my biggest problems with him. First of all, like if you bring him up, that's what I first think of.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think he's overrated anyway.
He is. Personally. I mean, yeah. And that's another problem the Patriots are having. We don't have to, you know, whatever.
But I do think that like there's people who aren't even on my team that I really just appreciate. Like Larry Fitzgerald, I think is just like an amazing person.
I love. You're right. I love Larry so much. I love him so much. He's such an incredible human.
Yeah,
a dynamic athlete. I love JJ Watt. We talked about this before. I'm in love. Did you see that he left Houston? I love JJ Watt so much, and it's one of those weird things where like I probably shouldn't, but I do. And then I love Richard Sherman. I will never not love Richard Sherman. There's never
Kimmy, he's on my do not
no
love
I don't give a goddamn. Don't care.
I don't this, like him.
We can agree to disagree.
I don't like people who are like showboating. Like I like people who go out and play the game and they're good at it and they don't make a big deal about it.
Yeah,
I don't like that showboating. I'm the best. Let me talk to you after the game kind of persona. Like when we got rid, he left. Really, I don't know. I don't know the whole thing, but when Diggs left, I was like, bye.
Deuces. I don't like people who play dirty. I don't like that. And I do not like Clay Matthews for that exact reason.
Yeah, Clay Matthews, I'm not a Clay Matthews fan.
He plays fucking dirty. And anyone who has an objection to me saying that can come at me. And guess what? I will come at you in a respectful way, unlike Clay Matthews.
I also don't like Ndamukong.
Yeah, me too. He plays dirty.
Right down the toilet.
He plays. He does. Player.
He got caught.
Yes, I've seen it on tape more than once. He is so dirty. Dude is just cutthroat dirty. Don't like it. I don't mess around with people who play dirty. Clay Matthews, as big as he is, as strong as he is, will straight up pull someone's hair. He pulled Richard Sherman's hair one time, and I was yelling at the TV, and Zeb was like, you need to calm down, or you're scaring our baby.
Hey, hair is fair game.
I know it is, but but it still is one of those, I know it's fair game, I get it, but it still is one of those things where it's like, you could have done anything else. You did not have to grab his dreadlock from underneath his, now I'm fuming again. Ooh.
And Dominican Sue was stepping
I on know, he stepped right on parts. He Aaron Rodgers, he stepped on his calf and then he felt it under his foot and then he pushed back.
Oh, and dug his him cleat. Stepping on some parts down south.
Oh, geez. See?
That guy shouldn't even play football ever again.
He shouldn't even, no. Nobody should ever bring him on. He gives everything a bad name. I don't like it.
Okay, but, so quite clearly, yeah. we have some feelings about football.
We have feelings. We have feelings about football. That's
we'll
true.
We'll move on. We don't need to dwell on it.
Yeah, this isn't ESPN. We don't need to.
Well, so really quickly, I'll just say a couple words about the shows that I watch. And okay. I watch way too many of them to list them all.
Yeah. I'm same. Like there's so for every one I listed, there's like 10 more that I like.
Yeah. I mean, I do watch garbage TV. I don't want to admit this, but I'm going to. I still watch Teen Mom. I don't know why.
I've never seen that show.
I still watch it. I don't know why.
I love it. Okay. What else?
I watch Grey's Anatomy.
Oh yeah, you do like that one. I've never got into it.
So I like Grey's Anatomy, but it's kind of in the field I want to be in, and I like to watch and call them out for shit that they do wrong.
It's so funny, though, because my cousin Lisa on my dad's side, who mentioned that she would be a guest on our show, she also loves Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, I think there's so much craziness in that show. That many things cannot happen to the same group of doctors at the same hospital. So I'm just sticking it out for the end, but I do watch it. I watch right now. I'm late to the game. It's the last season, and I'm just like getting caught up on it. Superstore is
I love that
hilarious.
Show.
Hilarious!
It's so good.
It
I love
is
that show.
Hilarious!
It's so good.
The character that plays Dina, she's a Canadian actress.
You don't need to tell me. Like she's not my hero.
I love her.
She's so good.
I love that she's just who she is.
Yes.
And every time she has some sort of wacky something and she doesn't. I love her character.
It's a well-written script and it's a great cast.
So Aspen, one of my best friends, when I'd go over to her house, they'd have it on. And it's like one of those shows where you don't have to know what's going on to watch it. So it didn't like necessarily spoil anything because the stuff that I should have been paying attention to that was part of the storyline.
Yeah.
I didn't get. So it wasn't ruining anything. If you want something that's like really easy to watch and hilarious, I mean, it's probably not kid friendly to watch if you watch with kids. They say some things around the line. Like, there's some things I watch with my dad, and sometimes I'm like, ooh, I don't want to laugh at that, but I'm going to.
We're in the same room. There's nothing I can do. we set the kid up with the noise canceling headphones because he has shows that he wants to watch that we do not. I don't want to watch Number Blocks and Alpha Blocks. And that's what he wants to watch, which is great because it's educational. My kid can count by tens to like 300 at this point.
Yeah.
But, which is impressive for a 4-year-old. I'm just saying, get off my back. I understand that he could do it infinitely. Okay. Like I know how numbers work. Just because I don't want to watch Number Blocks doesn't mean I don't know math. But I just don't want to watch it. So he wants to watch that. And we want to watch like Superstore, and so we give him the noise canceling headphones and then we watch Superstore. If he were a little bit older, if he were like a preteen or a teenager, I'd be like, whatever, this is fine.
Yeah. I mean, they really press the line with what's allowed on TV with
the
comments. But that's what I love about the show, too.
I also love Cheyenne's character on that show. And
yes, I love Cheyenne.
And I love her relationship with Mateo.
Yes.
It's so sweet and perfect.
I just love them all.
I know.
Even the manager.
I know.
Crazy voice that kind of is annoying at first, but you come to really love it. And I don't know, I just, if you want to find something that's funny that you haven't seen, Superstore is amazing.
It's very good. Another one, AP Bio is really good. I don't know if you've seen that.
I also heard to watch that.
Yes,
too.
Please do.
Like, when I saw the commercials for it, I wanted to watch it, and then I forget about things all the time.
Do
people have to remind me? But Aspen said the same thing.
Yes.
Like, you got to watch that. So that's on my list.
Okay.
I do also watch. Hi, Marcos. I saw your comments. I watched all The Masked Dancer for you. I didn't want to. I watched The Masked Singer, and it's been one of my favorite shows since it came out. My dad thinks it's garbage. I think it's genius. I think it's brilliant to put people we already know in a costume where you don't know them, don't see them, can't point them out, and try to guess, because they're not singing their songs. They're singing other people's songs. And you're like, I swear I know that voice.
Okay, so let's go back in time, because I've never watched either one of these shows.
Oh, gosh, you got to.
Well, I'm not. Here's the deal. There's only so much time in the day. And I'm currently a working paralegal. I'm getting my bachelor's degree. I'm raising a human, and I'm a wife.
Yeah.
And
keep bragging.
I'm not. Well, no, I'm not bragging. Are you kidding? I'm trying to hold my shit together while my ass is falling. Like, I can't catch my ass.
I get it. And there's shows that you watch that I don't.
Yeah.
Like, you mentioned a few that I don't. Everyone spends their time differently. Right. I'm not saying you have to, but I highly recommend The Masked Singer.
Well, so
they give you clues as to who the person is, right?
Right. Okay.
So
I was going to say, well, spoil like season one, because, and kind of explain it to me through the season one of it all, or like, you know, the previous season, that you wouldn't be, if somebody's a true fan and they love the show, they will know what you're talking about, so they won't be upset if you like talk
spoilers,
because I'd like to know about
the first season. There wasn't very many celebrities. I mean, there was good ones on there, but there wasn't quite the calling for celebrities that got the call, like, hey, come sing for us, and they're like, yeah, no thanks. But the first season, and I am gonna spoil, so if you haven't seen it, I'm sorry, Terry Bradshaw was on there. We were just talking football, and I knew him right away because of his laugh and his shoulders. He laughs with his shoulders.
Yeah, he does.
So I pinpointed him straight from the beginning. Like, that has to be him. I've never seen anyone else laugh like that. Also, Cheech and Chong. Tommy Chong.
Oh, okay.
Was on there. He's a horrible singer.
Oh,
but it was so much fun.
I can imagine.
They pull like older people out, newer people. There's people from TikTok, or people from YouTube, or gamers, or like, it can be anyone under there. Sometimes I don't even know who they are.
That's interesting. Okay.
But they give you clues, and then they compete, they sing a song, and then the audience picks their favorite person, and whoever has the least amount of votes gets unmasked. And so the more you can keep the audience into you. Now, some people are not great singers, but because of their personality, they keep people liking them.
Oh, okay.
So they stay on longer. But anyway, so, and then hopefully the best singer wins, but that's not always the case. But
it, I mean, they just give you little clues where you're trying to figure out who they are. You never see who they are. The only time that you hear their voice is when they're singing. They don't talk. Like, they change the way their voice sounds when they're talking to the panel.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, like, the panel in The Masked Singer, there's, like, Jenny McCarthy, Wahlberg. Melissa McCarthy's cousin.
Okay, yeah.
So, speaking of cousins.
There we go. Good. Famous good cousins. Tie-in. There we go.
There's also Dr. Ken.
Oh, I love Dr. Ken.
He's
amazing.
Too.
He's an actual doctor. His character on Community was one of the funniest characters of all time ever. he's a hilarious actor. He's an actual doctor who became a doctor and then finally followed his actual passion of acting, which is incredible. So
yeah, he's from The Hangover.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite. He's the best.
There's also Robin Thicke is one of the.
Oh, okay.
And Nicole Scherzinger.
Okay. I don't know who that is. I think
she's from the Pussycat Dolls. She's not my favorite, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh, I know who it is.
Yeah.
Now that you and said, then, I know so, who.
So I love that show. We've even in our family, like, my brother and my mom would watch it, and I would, like, write down stuff to help me try to figure out who it was, and we'd try to, like, have a war to see who could get the most right.
I like that you're playing Clue with The Mask.
Yes.
It was Robin Thicke's aunt in the conservatory with the lead pipe.
It's pretty much like that.
Okay.
Now, The Masked Dancer, when I first saw it, I'm like, that's dumb. Sorry, Marcos. I was not into it at all. I tried to watch one episode. I was like, this is terrible. Because unlike singing, yes, there are some people who go on there with their personality singing. And they sing even though they're not good at it. But you know they're not good at it. With dancing, they can pick anyone off the streets. I think I could dance better than half of them on there.
That's funny.
But I also am aware that the first thing that the people say when they're unmasked on The Masked Singer is, like, it's really hard to move in that costume and to have a head on and, like, try to do. So if you're dancing, I can appreciate that it's a little bit harder than it looks.
Okay.
But because Marcos was so adamant that I watched The Masked Dancer, I did watch the whole thing. I binge watched it.
Okay.
And it did get better as time went on. It did get better and better. That one, the judges are Ken Jeong, also Dr. Ken.
Okay.
Paula Abdul.
Oh, yeah, Paula. Is she on?
Brian Austin.
I was going to say, is she on or off the wagon right now? Well, she doesn't know either, probably. So.
Ryan Austin Green.
Oh, Megan Fox's baby dad.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Also, 90210 superstar.
I mean, that's
I did watch that growing
what's
up.
Really funny is so did I, but that was not the first thing that came to mind. Like, I don't know why either it should have been, because he was like my 90210 crush. Like, if I was gonna pick somebody from that show, it would have been him. And immediately
and
I was
Tisdale.
Like, oh, wasn't she, don't tell me, she was from High School Musical, right?
Yeah.
I never saw that.
I think of the Disney Channel.
Yeah.
I didn't either. I could take her or leave her. She's also not my favorite.
Right.
What really got me is in one of the episodes, and I know you didn't watch, and I don't know if even Marcos caught this, but when she was there talking, and they're like, oh, I think this could be Barry Bonds. And she's like, who is that?
Oh, even? My God.
Like,
you're kidding.
What are you, 10? Are you 10? You don't know who Barry Bonds is?
Well, but also, here's the thing, though. Maybe she just doesn't know sports, which is fine. But
how do you
he's one of the greats.
That was...
Yes, and it was something that if you're from our... Okay, so here's the thing. So I looked her up to see how old she was, because I'm like, she's got to be super young. She's our age. Hello.
How does she not know?
And I don't know, because that was something that was in the news, like, not ESPN. Like, I do watch a lot of sports. I am, like, a sports yes. fanatic, maybe. But the whole home run...
Yes.
The whole... record for home runs with Mark McGwire, Barry Bonds, and Sammy Sosa was very much in the news when we were growing yes. up.
The fact that she didn't even know who he was is annoying.
She didn't know who Barry Bonds was. And so that just fueled the fire for why I'm not a fan of hers.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, it did get better. I'm glad that he forced me to watch it. It wasn't terrible by the end. I did pick the top three and what order they would go in. I will throw a spoiler alert out there because I was one of my other shows that I've watched for a long time. My guilty pleasure is Jersey Shore. And I thought for sure that Pauly D was one of the people. And then when he got unmasked, it was the Keto Guido. It was actually Vinny instead of Pauly.
Oh.
Which I was sad about because my Uh-oh. Jersey Shore crush is Pauly.
Oh, I don't know anything about the Jersey Shore.
Oh, you don't?
No. I should have probably led with that when you were like, oh, Pauly D. I should have been like, I don't know.
Oh, I love Pauly D. We'll come back to music next week.
Okay. That sounds good. That's a good idea.
And maybe somehow we go off on so many tangents.
I know we do. The problem is like we'll
start. It's so useless.
I know. It's just these conversations. So useless.
But I do also, I saw things in there about food.
So Tony Emery started this group, the PNW Foodies group that we are in, and he is the cousin of my friend Amy, and there was this canned bread that we were discussing and like really interested in trying, and Jessica found it.
I did.
So
I did homework and I found it.
So you had to drive all the way into town. Go to Fred Meyer, and then all you could find was the canned bread with raisins.
Yeah, so
so I would love to for you to explain the texture of this to me. I want to know, was it like a muffin where it was like, I feel like it would be like dense and moist, but was it not? what was happening with this bread in the can?
Okay, so the bread in the can, Tony posted it, asked if people would eat it or not. I was intrigued.
Right.
You apparently were intrigued.
Maybe I was.
It sparked a little bit more than he thought it would. I don't know. but I've been looking for this bread since.
And right.
I haven't been able to find it. Well, one of the issues is the brand is B&M. And they...
Take the and out of there. And that's what the bread does to you.
No, and they are more known, well known for beans.
Oh.
So where do you look for this? Do you look for it in the baking aisle? Do you look for it by the beans? I don't know where they're putting canned bread. I've never seen it before.
No canned bread aisle.
So finally, I did research and I found it at Fred Meyer. It told me what aisle to go to, which was extremely helpful.
Okay.
And I went to that aisle, and of course there would be people in the aisle exactly where I needed to be. And I located it. It is in the bean aisle there.
Oh, you're kidding. It no, is?
It was with the beans, and I can't make this up, Kimmy. The girl was literally looking for beans, and all of a sudden she stopped and she was like, raisin bread in a can? What is that doing here?
That is so funny.
That's why I can't find it, because it's with the beans. And then they wouldn't get out of the way, so I just decided I was gonna make it really awkward, and I just literally stood there waiting.
Like, and then what do you do in that takes so long in the bean aisle, you know?
They were looking for specialty beans. She was looking for black beans. Like, why is that hard to find?
Grab that's not beans special. That's not special.
I don't know. She grabbed like 5 or 6 different kinds of beans.
She's making some kind of white trash chili.
Maybe.
She doesn't. She's looking all over for the beans. She can't get the beans. She's hogging the bean aisle. And you're like, I'm here for that weird bread. Why don't you just hand me the weird bread and I'll risk getting COVID off of the contact from the can just to get out of here.
So they put it up on the top shelf.
Of course.
So I waited till it was really awkward and the person that she was with, she ended up walking down the aisle further and was like shouting to her friend who's still standing right in front of where I need to go.
Right, by the way, just right there.
So I made it really awkward and I wanted to make sure there wasn't any of the regular flavor. Like I didn't want the raisin one, but I'd take it if that's all I could get.
Right.
So I went walked up next to her. I started shuffling through and I could just feel her eyes and her face getting red because her friend already made a comment about it. Her face was turning red because her friend just made a comment like, who buys that and what is it? And then here I am searching through it and grab one and I looked her right in the eyes like, no, I got a mask on. She doesn't know me. So I purposely looked right into her soul to be like, I buy the raisin can. I brought it home. I read the directions because I was really
confused on what to do.
Of a weird thing. So I guess it's like an East Coast thing.
Okay.
And it's a bread that, because I thought, well, I'll make the bread because I can't find it anywhere. So I'll make it.
But you
can't. And then I looked at what went in it and it was just, I was like, forget that. I ain't doing that.
Right. Okay.
So anyway, I read the directions and it said you could eat it straight out of the can, which I was like, that's weird.
Yeah, although it is.
I remembered Tony's post and Tony was talking about how you can heat it in a toaster oven, you know, like don't put it in the toaster. I think that's a terrible idea, but like a toaster oven, you know, like toast it or broil it in the oven. You can bake it. You can microwave it. I wasn't going to spend a lot of time on it. I tried it straight out of the can. It was not my cup of tea.
Right.
So I heated it up and I put some butter on it. It's way better that way. And it's edible. It's not the best thing I've ever had.
So straight out of the can, is it dry or is it like moist and dense?
It's not as moist as you would think. Like I pictured it being like really sticky and moist.
Yeah, that's what I pictured too.
And when you push it, so you cut both ends of the can open.
Okay.
It tells you that in the directions and then you push it out.
Okay.
And it comes out in a can shape.
Like that cranberry blob at Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
That just like, it just like slides
exactly
out. Okay.
Like
okay.
Yeah. And then, but it doesn't just slide out. You really got to push this. It's like baked in the can. So it's like, you got to get it past all those little divots. Anyway.
Oh my God.
You get it out. And then you just slice it to your liking. Now, my mother was like, I don't want any part of that.
I'm not doing it. You can't make me. I'm not going to do it.
My dad tried it and he didn't like it. And I don't blame him. But it was a different consistency that I expected. It was more like bread than you would think.
Okay.
It definitely is better heated up. You can taste, I don't know, maybe Tony needs to tell us what the regular one tastes like. I could totally taste the molasses in the raisin one.
Yeah.
And I'm not a raisin person. Like, they're all right. They're not my favorite, but they weren't terrible in it. I just don't know if there was more molasses to try to make it sweeter because it was a raisin flavor or not.
Right. Like what's the situation here?
Yeah. I don't know what the original tastes like, so I can't really compare it, but I think it was an experience. Like I would try that bread 10 times over listening to you tell me to try You told me to try this.
The dried squid, dude, it's so good. You can't knock it till you've tried
it. I try anything. Like I can't do pumpkin pie. I used to.
I know. It's so, that is something so weird about you, where it's like, if it weren't you and I didn't love you to the degree that I do, and you said to me, there's just something about pumpkin pie, I'd be like, immediately, I can't trust you. I need you to leave my presence because you're untrustworthy.
I used to eat it. I don't know if I got sick on it as a kid or what the deal is, but I try it every year. I'm like, hey.
Yeah, you do.
I know you want that pumpkin pie, and I really want that pumpkin pie, but I don't. So please don't tell me to go get a slice because I'm not going to eat it.
Yeah.
I just want a bite of your pumpkin pie.
I just want to try it. I need to make sure that I still hate it.
Yes, every time I try it, I'm like, no, I can't do it. It's the same. I used to eat avocado.
Yeah.
I used to put avocado in my salad. I used to eat guacamole. I can't do it.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. And you don't know why.
No, my body's just like, no, you can't have that anymore. It makes me almost have an aversion to sushi because they put it in sushi.
Yeah.
And I've always liked sushi.
But I like a good California roll with the roe.
I don't want that. I could probably ask them to leave it out, but then is it really sushi that I'm eating? I don't know.
I mean, yes, it is. You can have it in a variety of ways. I ate eel sushi once, and that's how I found out I was allergic to serpent.
Oh.
I know. Don't even get me started. It was a very weird situation. My face blew up.
Oh,
my
wow.
Ears got swollen. It was like that movie Hitch with Will Smith. And I had to go guzzle a bunch of Benadryl. My ears got so swollen that like my earrings popped off. They're like, go to the they were like, everyone was there at Red Lobster. We were eating sushi from another restaurant while we were on our break. And I was like, I just want California roll, please. And so I got my own California roll. And then everyone was like, you have to try the eel. It's so good.
Yeah.
And so I took a bite and immediately I was like, my throat hurts. And then I was like, everything feels scratchy. Why do I feel so scratchy? And then I got this huge red rash all over my neck. And I looked at my manager and I was like, I think I'm allergic to something they gave me. And everyone was like, go to the emergency room. And I was like, you don't even give me medical insurance. So yeah. I can't, because this is America. Not because of, you know, it's a corporation, but it's a bigger systemic issue than that. So I can't afford to go to the emergency room because another waitress decided that I needed to try eel, which it's one of those things about, I think about you and I, we're very adventurous in that way. We're willing to try it. Absolutely. Like I'm going to try it. Absolutely. But that's how I found out I'm allergic to serpent. And I'm like, well, there's no other situation in which I'm going to eat like eel or snake.
Yeah.
So we're just done with the eel. But yeah, that's how I found out. And then I went home and I took a bunch of Benadryl. I had to stop at the drugstore to buy the Benadryl and get weird looks from the cashier because my face was all swollen. Like,
just give me the medication.
Yeah. And I had at home, I had like the tablets, but I read online. I went home. I had the tablets. I took two of the Benadryl and it was like, if you're having an allergic reaction, go get the bottle and just drink
with the straw.
Make a juice box cocktail with your Benadryl. And so, yeah, wow. That's how I found out that I was allergic. But yes, so now avocado is not your favorite because it's in sushi. It's in and on a lot of different types of sushi too.
Yes. And I want to like it. Like I try it.
Oh yeah. The omega-3s in that are so good for you.
Yeah. I'm not one of those people that's like, no, I don't like it. I'm like, let me try. I'm going to do this. I'm going to conquer this.
Yeah.
And every time I'm like, no, I can't do it.
Yeah. I will try. I literally love to try new foods and I will try anything once. The only thing I am not willing to revisit as an adult that I know that I don't like, because there's things I don't like. I mean, I think everybody has things that they just don't like. But the only thing that I am unwilling to try again or pick up as an adult is lima beans. I hate them. They're fucking disgusting.
I can't eat them either.
They're so gross. I want to meet the person who's like my favorite. No, actually, I don't. I immediately would hate them. I'm sure.
So
don't. If you love lima beans and you're listening to this, please don't admit it to me. Let's just stay friends.
Well, I know somebody that loves them.
Who? No, don't tell me. No, don't. I don't want to know. Whoever it is, I love you, and I don't want to know. The consistency inside the lima bean is the driest, pastiest. I eat all the vegetables. I love all of the vegetables. I love root vegetables. I love my greens. I love peas, even. I love green beans. I love all the vegetables. My husband and my kid are so picky, and I'm like, can't we just get the plethora of vegetable salad? And they're like, no, we're gonna have lettuce and ranch. And I'm like, whatever. I love vegetables. Lima beans are so fucking disgusting. They are dry and gross. There's not enough butter and salt in the world to make that into something. There's not enough Johnny seasoning or anything that I can even fathom that you would put on a lima bean to make it taste good.
Yeah, I agree.
It's so gross.
So, I'm sorry. I got to tell you who it is because I
gotta
tell you a story that goes with it.
Who is it?
It's my dad.
No! Ew!
My dad loves them. And he, from the South, they call them butter beans.
Well, yeah, because that's what you have to them. Cover them in it.
Oh my God, they're the worst.
They're so bad.
He would make them with dinner and then he'd get mad at me when I wouldn't eat them.
They're
and
so
I
was gross.
Like, I am not eating those. And he's like, you have to eat that. And I'm like, I'm not.
I don't.
And finally, my mom was like, you know, she eats every vegetable. Like, she eats vegetables you won't eat.
Yeah.
And you're going to force her to eat that? Like, if she's not going to eat it, don't make her eat it.
Yeah.
But my mom also doesn't necessarily love them either.
They're just terrible.
They're awful. They're the worst bean.
I don't. Ugh.
Lentil, whatever.
Yeah. They're terrible. Whatever they are. They're awful. Don't like them. They're terrible. Horrible. No good.
Yeah.
Awful. We have adopted a very similar to what your mom was saying. Like, she tries everything. She eats everything that you give her. Why are we forcing her to eat something she knows she doesn't like, right?
Yeah.
Well, Zeb had to sit at the table until his vegetables were gone. And sometimes that meant that he would fall asleep at the table because he does not like his vegetables cooked. When he eats vegetables, he generally likes to eat them raw.
Mm-hmm.
If he does eat a cooked vegetable, it's like broccoli, something that, again, he can just use as a transportation device for butter and salt.
Yeah.
So with our kid, we have taken the stance that you don't have to eat it if you don't like it, but you have to try it.
And fair enough.
You would think from that statement that we were holding him down and pulling out his teeth.
Yeah.
Because this kid, just to get him to take a bite of something he's never had before, is a perilous endeavor. Holy shit. I never in my life was I told, if you don't like it, you don't have to eat it. They were like, clear your plate. There's kids starving in other countries.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's not the best reason for me here where food is plentiful. And to be clear, in an abundance, like we have so much food. Mom made so much food that there's no reason I should have to clear my plate because even if we throw away what's on my plate, we still have leftovers for like 3 days. But for some reason, they took a hard line on if you dished it, you have to eat it. And so if it was something that I like was trying for the first time, I would go in with a little bit and then I would make sure I eat whatever I took. And if I didn't like it, I just wouldn't have more. Learned that lesson the hard way once, taking way too many fucking lima beans, thinking that they would taste like a green bean. Like, I'm just thinking this is the vegetable with dinner.
It does not.
And mom and grandma were both like, nope, you took it. That it was a hard line. It was the line in the sand. You took it. And I think that's why.
That's the worst. So, no, I think it's because they're awful is why you hate
them. Yeah, Too true, madam. Too true. But, like, also, just to be very clear, don't force... Why are we forcing the kid to eat the thing that the kid doesn't like when the kid likes so many other things? Like, yeah. If my kid tries a lima bean and doesn't like it, then he'll eat his carrots. Right. That's fine. That should be okay. Yeah.
But so he'll have great eyesight.
Okay. Whatever it's doing for him, I'm good. Good. I'm just glad I can get him to eat a vegetable without screaming in my face. So
yeah, there you go. I think we just tried to put too much in, and
much. We're going to talk about TV, music, and movies. We're going to address all these different topics, and then we're like, we've only talked about TV, and we ventured into football. We talked way too much about the Kardashians, and then somehow we ended up on lima beans, and I'm talking about gummy bears. I mean, I don't know. That's the point, is that there is no point. So we just need you to be okay with that.
So actually,
and take this journey with us.
You don't even need to say that. It should be,
you're welcome. You're right. You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
I love you.
I love you huge.